I am joined with a representative from UMHS. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Michelle Perez. I am Vice President of Enrollment for the University of Medicine and Health Sciences in St. Kitts. It's a medical school located down in the Caribbean.
Wonderful. Could you tell us a bit about what makes your school so great and what you're renowned for?
Yes. So my grandfather was Dr. Robert Ross. He was one of the first pioneers for Caribbean medical schools. And back in like 1979, he started the first Caribbean med school. And we had that school for a number of years and had thousands of graduates practicing back in the U.S. and Canada. And so that's when Caribbean med schools kind of started, like back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then moving forward now, we sold our previous school and then started UMHS. So UMHS is a family-owned university. It's we're just more focused on quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Keep the classes small. And
yeah, exactly. So is your university smaller? Is the campus smaller? Do people have more of a chance to make connections with other students?
Yeah, so that's what we're kind of known for. Yeah. There's a lot of Caribbean med schools out there.
Yeah.
Back in
the
day.
We've interviewed a couple today.
Yeah, back in the day, there were like only like a couple Caribbean med schools, and now there's like, I don't even know how many. There's like new ones popping up all the time. And so students really have to do their research and really figure out like which school is the best for them, and also look at like who are the owners and class sizes and attrition rates, because a lot of times med schools will take in large amounts of students, but not all the students make it through.
Yeah, exactly.
So UMHS is known for our very small attrition rate. So basically 96% of the students that start at UMHS finish.
Yeah. Which is really good.
Yeah, so you have like those smaller class sizes, more individualized attention.
How is the environment and the atmosphere at UMHS?
So St. Kitts is like an amazing island. I've been to a lot of islands in the Caribbean. I actually lived on an island because my husband went to med school in the Caribbean.
Right.
Yeah, and so when he was in med school, I lived on an island with him, and it was a much more like rustic island.
Okay.
Where St. Kitts is like a really modernized island.
Oh, okay.
International airports.
Right.
Things
so
like
a
that.
Lot of like restaurants and
a lot of nature things to do.
Oh,
like hiking and things like that, but you know, our students are really focused because they're away from home and there's no distractions. So a lot of times, like when you're an undergrad, you have friends in every different major. But when like you're in med school and you're in the Caribbean, you're in a very focused learning environment. So
it's pretty niche. It's a niche environment.
Yeah, and what's really good is that getting into Caribbean med schools might be easier than getting into med schools in the U.S. and Canada, because it's ridiculously hard to get into Canadian med schools now. So it's giving students that opportunity to still become a doctor. And so getting in might be a little bit easier, but once they're there, we have to bring them up to the same level.
Yeah, exactly.
As a graduate of a Canadian med school or U.S. med school.
So because then they can practice in the U.S. or in Canada,
exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like with our school, there's we prepare them to take U.S. and Canadian boards, and so when they go to our program, they're only on the island for less than 2 years, and then the following 2 years, they're back in the U.S. and Canada, like rotating.
Okay.
In
so
hospitals.
Is it like a 4 year long total?
Yeah, a little bit.
Kind
less.
Of?
Yeah, it could be about 4 years or a little
depends
bit less.
Depends on what
like,
you specialize in, kind of thing. Or
no, it's a little less than 4 years just for like your medical school experience.
Okay.
But sometimes students need a little extra time for board preparation.
Right.
So that's why they might take a little bit longer. But yeah, you could finish.
But you give them the option
to
do all of that.
And we have 3 start dates, so they could start.
Wow.
Yeah, they could start January, May, and September. So, like, if students are graduating, like, this April 2017, they could still apply to May or September 2017.
Oh, okay.
And MCAT is recommended but not required. So some students have, like, really good GPAs, and they might not do well in their MCATs.
Right.
And we love those students, so we welcome them.
Aw, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because you said that your husband is a grad from?
My husband went to the first med school that my family owned, and he is now a bone marrow transplant physician in Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's very specialized, and we have a lot of friends, because I've been doing this for almost 25 years. We've made a lot of friends with students and graduates, and so there's so many students that go abroad nowadays and go to the Caribbean. It's such a great option. And there's a lot of stigma. Like, people think that you can't get back into Canada and you're not going to get a residency and things like that. It's harder to get back into Canada than it is to get into the States. But over the last 5 years, it's become a little bit easier for Caribbean graduates. So it's definitely a good opportunity. And we have graduates that are practicing back in Canada. And then we also have grads that are practicing or doing residency back in the States. And then after their residency, then they still have that opportunity to come back and practice in Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And then could they go back to the Caribbean if they want?
They usually don't. No. Like, just for vacationing. Yeah. So that, like, we're basically a U.S. modeled offshore school. Okay. Is what we consider ourselves. Yeah. So all of our students are basically from the U.S. and Canada.
Right.
And then they either usually apply for residency in the U.S. and Canada simultaneously. Yeah. And then the Canadian residency match happens first. I think today's actually match day for Canada.
Look at that.
Yeah. And then if they don't match in Canada, then their U.S. application opens up and then they can match in the U.S.
Right.
So it's giving them like that dual opportunity.
More options, more opportunities.
Exactly.
Where can people go to learn more about your program if they're interested?
Yeah, so our website is umhs.org, and I'm at the Study and Go Abroad Fair today on the second floor of the
UBC Nest.
Yes. And so you could come today and visit our booth until 2 p.m., but we also do a lot of webinars. Where we have one coming up in April, so they can go on our website, sign up for a webinar, and I do PowerPoint presentations over the internet.
Wonderful. So they can learn more there?
Yeah.
If they're not around? They could also
always email me. I am Vice President of Enrollment. My email address is mperes@umhs-sk.net.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming here, telling us a bit more about med school in the Caribbean and about your program. We're going to go back to some more music right now, and we'll be back on CITR 101.9 FM from the Study and Go Abroad Graduate Fair at the UBC Nest.